Hey guys, in this episode, gonna talk about what's going on with Huawei and Google, and also North Korea. Interesting? Take a listen. Hey everybody, what is going on today in the world of Zhongguo, in the world of China? Let's talk a little bit. So the biggest news of today seems to be of Huawei working with North Korea. So let's pull up an article here, shall we? Yes, we shall. Shut your mouths. Listen up. First, let me grab something from a somewhat reputable source here, which is tough in this day and age of retard journalism. CNBC, we'll go with them. Here we go. According to CNBC's Power Lunch team, breaks down possible threat. Come on. I'm looking for... Okay, we're going to go with Fox News, guys. Fox News. So, please be patient. Here we go. Huawei secretly built North Korea's wireless phone network amid sanctions. Report says... Chinese telecommunications company accused by the U.S. of being a national security threat reportedly secretly helped North Korea build its 3G wireless network, even while the Hermit Kingdom was being squeezed by tough international sanctions. Huawei Technologies Co. worked with Chinese state-owned firm Panda International to supply the Hermit Kingdom, that's North Korea, with antennas, stations, and other materials needed to launch Koryolink, its commercial wireless network, in 2008, the Washington Post reported. Oh, that's fucking great. They found out what happened 10 years ago. The newspaper, citing internal documents it obtained in conversations with people familiar with the matter, reported that Panda International had a contract with Huawei, which Panda would transport Huawei's telecom equipment to Dandong, a Chinese North Korea border town, where it would then be placed on trains and delivered by rail to Pyongyang. Okay, the agreement, the newspaper ads, came after then-leader Kim Jong-il secretly advised Huawei's headquarters in China in 2006. The Washington Post reports that for years, employees from both companies worked out of a cheap hotel near Kim Il-sung Square in the North Korean capital. Huawei, it added, also provided managed service of the network. And one current Huawei employee told the newspaper he had worked in 2012 and 2013 on Koryolink's automated callback system. Huawei is fully committed to... today, the company claims it has no presence in North Korea. Okay, so what do I think about this? I gotta be honest, guys. This is retarded. Of course. Why is this a surprise? Right? Here's what I say about this piece of information. Basically, Huawei, it looks like, according to an insider at the company, who claims they're an insider, claims they worked internally, claims they worked with Korea to set up a wireless network there. And, I mean, and, oh, hey, another piece of news, guys. Water is wet and the sun is hot. And don't talk to strangers. It's, come on, man. Of course they did something like that. I mean, now, we didn't know about it beforehand, but if you are surprised by this in any way, then you're just not paying attention to what's happening on the other side of the world. As, you know, I don't make predictions, but I just try to look and watch and see what's going on. And it's clear to me that the Chinese government, look, you don't have to like them to acknowledge what they're doing is extremely intelligent, right? The way that they're setting up the Belt and Road, the way that they are, you know, purchasing, you know, agriculture, real estate, you know, the way that they're moving assets and acquiring properties and assets around the world is extremely intelligent. It's a great strategy for making sure that they have supply lines, for also making sure that they can surround the West if they need to. And guess what? Remember how in previous podcasts, I talked about how part of, I think, of the hard dealings with Trump and China, I think part of it has to do with bringing China to put pressure on North Korea. Because we all know that China has been is what allows North Korea to stand up on its own. And I also believe that there was some pressure applied to North Korea by China after some of these, what we thought were pretty progressive talks with North Korea. So China is definitely going to be the linchpin in the matter, I think, with North Korea. I think if we can make progress with China, then I think we make progress with North Korea. Now, what's also interesting is it seems as though we're going to be lightening up things on Huawei in general. It looks like they're going to continue to being able to use their the Android operating system. So let's take a break for our sponsors. Be right back. Okay, so an article here from Standard UK. It seems legit. We're going to read it. Huawei Google Band News. Is the UK blocking Huawei from its 5G network? Let's take a listen, guys. Come on. Okay, so according to this article here, it says, I'm not really worried about what the UK is doing, but it says the information follows reports that last week, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross was saying that the U.S. administration will issue licenses for U.S. companies that want to do business with Huawei, where there is no threat to national security. So what does that mean for Google, for the Google-Huawei ban, and how will the U.K. ruling affect Huawei's access to 5G? So what is the Google-Huawei ban about? This will be a little recap here. The Chinese tech giant has been accused by President Trump's administration of stealing trade secrets, fraud, and violating U.S. sanctions against Iran, claims which have led the U.S. president to ban Huawei's equipment from U.S. networks in an effort to protect national security. As a result, Google has was forced to pull Huawei's Android license. Other companies were affected as well. The ban hasn't affected current Huawei smartphones and devices. Google has said the Google Play Store and Android App Store, through which Android owners get their links to the outside world and other security features which come with Android, will continue to be available on existing Huawei devices. This means anything from the recent Huawei P30 up the upcoming blah, blah, blah are all fine. However, it looks like anything the company releases in the future, such as the upcoming Mate 30 range, which is slated for the October 30 release, could lose access to crucial Android services, including Google Play, Maps, and Gmail app. Following the news of the block, Huawei made many of its devices would be able to access Android Q. Following the news of the block, Huawei said many of its devices would be able to access Android Q, the next version of Google's phone software due to launch later this year, and would continue to receive other updates without interruption. A few weeks ago, the company's UK managing director insisting nothing has changed for the company and the customers do not have to worry. Is the ban over? All signs are starting to point to the end of Huawei's troubles. Last week, reports suggested U.S. firms will be able to apply for licenses to trade with the tech giant, whilst the latest news suggests this could happen as soon as 2 weeks. The relaxation of the ban followed a meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump. Two U.S. chip makers told Reuters they were looking to apply for more licenses following the comments. However, this doesn't mean that Huawei is completely out of the woods yet. A White House representative said the recently relaxed restrictions would be temporary, however, that negotiations between the U.S. and the tech firm will resume, it should be negotiations, will resume in a few months. So, very interesting. It looks like Huawei is going to still maintain access to Android, which is what I've been hearing. Basically, over the last week, I was seeing more and more articles that made it look like the Huawei CEO was more sure of himself that everything was going to be okay, which made me think that something was going on. Now it looks like there's going to be some temporary licenses granted. That being said, this is probably going to be used as a negotiation strategy. Since everything's temporary, it could be revoked fairly easily, I assume. That's probably what the Trump administration's going for on this. Anyway, just some interesting news. Going to keep it light today on the Chinese front. Everyone, have a great day. Thank you for tuning in, and ciao.